Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Okay, it's a Monday. LSU lost. Saints lost. I know it's kind of tough, but again, it's going to be the weekend before you know it, so don't be too down. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this manic Monday. Hey, I saw that picture of Rick Springfield and Dick Van Dyke at the gym in Malibu. And Rick and Dick Van Dyke both live in that area of Malibu where, you know, the public can't get there. It's, you know, there's an entrance, there's a guarded gate at the entrance. There, you know, a lot of homes of a lot of the celebrities in Malibu, you can't get to that area unless you know, are expected to be in that area. But, you know, obviously they could go to the same gym, both living in Malibu. And I thought that was kind of cool. I think it's great. I mean, Rick Springfield, I've even posted pictures of Rick Springfield recently. I mean, the guy is ripped at 76 years old. He said, yeah, I thought I was doing good at 76. And Dick Van Dyke is 99 and he's still exercising. So, you know, that's really a cool thing. So, you know, take care of yourself and you live long enough to really enjoy life. So, look, we're going to continue to talk a little bit about the Saints and LSU's loss because these were profound. Well, we kind of expected the Saints to lose, but really the LSU loss was, and the way they lost was rather profound. It just didn't seem like they were in the game for very long. But I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. I went to Buc-ee's again. Like one day last week, I just decided to drive to Buc-ee's to get something to eat. Their turkey is really, really good. And I went there to get a sandwich, and I found out that there are other people that do the same thing. Like Saturday night, I decided to take another drive to Buc-ee's. I like being in my car. I like driving. It's a nice little drive over there. Have a destination, have a reason to be in the car. And, you know, I'm listening to, I guess it was the Oregon-Penn State game. I'm listening to that game on the radio while I'm driving. So, you know, it's nice and relaxed. I enjoy it. I don't like the bugs hitting the car, especially after you just get your car washed. But they'll be out of here once the cold weather gets here eventually. But, yeah, I took another drive to Buc-ee's and met a family from Metairie. They were there with their son, Ben, mom, dad, and Ben. And they were there just doing the same thing I was doing, just getting some snacks, getting a bite to eat. And I met Joey, who is a Westwego police officer. He was there as well, kind of doing the same thing. So it's a fun little drive to take if you feel like doing that sometime. But I was talking the other day about the salaries that they pay at Buc-ee's. And I was talking to Ian about this, and I had a picture of it from a while back, but I couldn't find it, so I took another picture. This is a billboard that is right on top of every pump station in the gas area, and it's what they pay at Buc-ee's: cashier, gift, cleaning, janitorial, warehouse, and grocery stocker, bathroom crew. They all get between $18 and $21 an hour. Also, food service and car wash, $21 an hour. Team lead, $21 to $24 an hour. Department manager, $31 to $33 an hour. Assistant food service manager, $33 an hour. Assistant general manager, you ready for this, Ian? Assistant general manager at Buc-ee's, $125,000 a year.
I am the assistant brand manager here.
You are.
I'm not going to tell you what I make.
And promotion director.
And the promotions director.
And the promotion director.
And I'm the senior producer
of this show.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm happy with my salary.
I get it.
It ain't no ding-ding $125,000 a year, I tell you that.
$125,000 for the assistant general manager, the gift manager, and the car wash manager, $125,000 a year. Food service manager, food service manager at Buc-ee's, between $150,000 and $200,000 a year. And the general manager, between $175,000 and $250,000 a year. Extra weekend pay, Friday, $2 an hour more, Saturday, $3 an hour more, and Sunday, $4 an hour more. So if you're a cashier working on Sunday, or if you're the restaurant co, you could be making $25 an hour.
And I think there's a great opportunity for a sort of tie-in here. You know, we joked last Friday, it's like, you know, what if it's the Ian and Scoot Buc-ee's? You know, it's like you got the you got people that have a little bit of regional, you know, street cred, celebrity, I would dare say. Like,
yes.
wouldn't you go the extra mile to go to the Buc-ee's where you could run into, you know, I don't know, Sydney Torres or something like that? You know, it's like, if you know, let people that got a little pull, that have a little suction in the pop culture space, give them a Buc-ee's to run.
That's right.
And they'll be happy to get all that money. And it'll be, hey, I'm going to go to the Galactic Buc-ee's, you know, or the Top Cats
Buc-ee's. But I got to be honest.
So you're friends with all the Top Cats guys. Wouldn't they be happy running a Buc-ee's? Wouldn't that be the coolest Buc-ee's if you go in there and they're all in their little costumes and they play a set every other day, you know? You get your turkey sandwich.
You know, I could pretty much stand around. I could talk to the customers. But if you're expecting me to balance the books at the end of the day, there's no way.
Oh, is that part of the job? I'm out. I'm not a numbers guy.
That would be part of general manager. I mean, you'd have to, like, you know, if somebody is short with their tray. If they're short with their cash, you'd have to deal with that.
Oh,
if somebody's over, the people who do that. And then look, I mean, so you're making $21 an hour to clean the bathroom. By the way, they do a hell of a job because those bathrooms are clean. And you know what I really like at Buc-ee's?
Tell us.
I like that in the stall doors, they go all the way to the floor. I mean, you are really, like, locked in your own closet.
Really all alone in there?
Yeah, you're alone.
Oh,
I like that. I like that. I don't, you know, not that anybody's looking under the door, but
yeah, it's like, why not go all the way to the ground?
Well, I know.
I guess it's cheaper, but
people could look at your shoes and then, like, they could check your shoes out when you're walking around. Oh yeah, that's the guy who was in there.
Bro, have you ever dropped something on the floor and had it skitter under the other stall? Or you've been in there and somebody dropped something and it skitters over into yours?
I'm not touching it.
I'm not touching it. I'm like, no.
But what if it's something
you
important?
You can wait until I'm done in here and then you can come pick it up yourself. I'm not picking that up. I'm not touching that.
You know, it does happen. Look, I'm in there. I'm pretty quiet when I'm in there. So I'm not worried about somebody saying, that's the guy. I see his shoes. That's the guy who was in there. I'm not worried about being embarrassed because I'm not making any noise.
Okay.
But, you know, there are people in there who are like, you know, conducting an opera.
Wow. Wow, this took a turn.
Yes, it did. I love about live talk radio.
Yeah. Look, here's a text message. In order to redirect immediately, here's a text message that says, my husband and I ride to Buc-ee's from Slidell, and we listen to you on the radio.
Oh,
we enjoy our Buc-ee's meal, and we listen to our favorite show. We used to drive to the Buc-ee's in Alabama before Mississippi, and they got very nice bathrooms.
Hey, you know, one thing that surprises me, though, is there's really no place to eat at Buc-ee's. They really don't have a place for you to buy the food and eat there. They want you to get the food and
go,
I guess.
That is strange. You'd think that they would want you to sit down for a minute.
I mean, am I missing something? Am I missing the area that's for eating? But I don't see tables outside. I don't see any area inside for people to sit down and eat. I think they want you, you know, in and out.
Here's a text message that says, Buc-ee's could save New Orleans East or not.
You know, if there was a Buc-ee's in New Orleans East, there'd be a lot of people going to that, stopping off at that Buc-ee's.
There'd be a lot of people stopping.
But
you know, I don't know what that's going to do to lift all the other boats in New Orleans East, but at least, you get some good jobs. handful of good jobs.
Yeah, certainly.
Extra traffic.
Certainly.
Yeah.
All right, look, let's go over some of the scores. And I love talking about this. It's so much more fun than politics. And if you want to join us with a comment, we're talking about the Saints yesterday. I mean, what stands out in your mind about that loss? If we're talking about LSU losing to Ole Miss, what stands out in your mind? I mean, LSU went from number 4 in the country to number 13. And Ole Miss went from 13 to, what, number 4, I think? Anyway, I'm going to have all that in just a minute. Let me go over some of the NFL scores first. Monday Night Football tonight, there are two games. One starts at 6:15, the Jets and the Dolphins in Miami, and at 7:15, the Bengals and the Broncos in Denver. Now, the Broncos are 1-2, and look, I'll tell you, there's some things about the Saints' loss. The Saints are 0-4. Now, that's not good, but let me find the team that many people believe is going to be the team that goes to the Super Bowl. I don't know. Maybe they've changed their opinion to this somewhat. Let me find this. The Ravens. Where's the Ravens score? The Ravens, many people thought the Ravens are like the team. And, you know, they still might get there. I mean, they're not out of it. They still might get there. But the Ravens, why don't I have this score here? The Ravens, where's the Ravens score? I know some of you are shouting at the radio right now.
37-20 Chiefs.
37-20. The Chiefs. Yeah, I don't have that here on my list. The Chiefs beat the Ravens.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were thinking the Ravens are going to just tear it up and just go right to the Super Bowl. They still might make it. I know that Lamar Jackson was injured a little bit. Maybe the word's out on whether or not that's serious or not. But the Ravens are one and three, I think. So, you know, there are really good teams that have only one more win than the Saints. So look, I mean, that's a positive way to look at all of this. And you know, I was happy about our division. I was happy about our division because the Patriots beat the Panthers 42-13, and the Eagles beat the Bucks 31-25. That was really nice. The Falcons won. I mean, you know what? The Commanders couldn't beat the Falcons in Atlanta. The Falcons won 34-27. And last night on Sunday Night Football, the Packers and the Cowboys tied at 40-40. Why a tie? You know, there was a single. Why don't they have a double overtime? I mean, they have it in college. Why don't they have a double overtime? I think they used to have double overtime.
I'm sure they
in the
used
end.
To. It used to just you just yeah. have overtime until somebody.
No, this was over. So it ends in a tie. It ends in a tie. I mean, that's ridiculous. It shouldn't end in a tie. Somebody should win. I mean, keep playing until somebody's a winner. I don't agree with that tie business at all. Anyway, very quickly, let's go over some of the top 25. Where is that? Okay, here it is. So, Friday on the show, I said I really think Oregon was going to beat Penn State in Happy Valley. And I mentioned that Penn State can't win the big game. Well, yeah, it happened again. Penn State lost. Penn State was number 3. Oregon was number 6. But I thought Oregon was going to go there and beat them. But it took a couple of overtimes to do it. But they still won the game. Double overtime, 30-24. And Penn State coach James Franklin, I mean, as good as he is to get Penn State where they are, why can't Penn State win these decisive games, win these big games that they have to win? And then when they get to the playoffs, they blow it in the playoffs. I think they won maybe one playoff game last year. But I really thought the Oregon Ducks were going to go and beat Penn State, and they did. And so now... Now we have Oregon is Oregon's number 2, Ohio State number 1, Oregon number 2, Miami moves up to number 3, Ole Miss moves from 13 to number 4, Oklahoma 5, Texas A&M 6, Penn State drops from 3 to 7, Indiana number 8, Texas 9, Alabama moves into the top 10. I think they were like 17. Alabama's number 10 after beating Georgia over the weekend in Georgia. Between the hedges, Alabama beat Georgia. That was a huge win for the Crimson Tide. Texas Tech 11. Georgia drops down to number 12. LSU goes from 4 to 13. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I never bought into the hype about Garrett Nussmeier. I thought he was a good quarterback, but I just never thought he was a great quarterback, and I didn't understand. And I mean, I hate to be honest, I didn't understand all the hype about Garrett Nussmeier being a Heisman Trophy candidate. I just didn't think he was that good of an all-around quarterback. I mean, I hope the guy recovers. I am pulling for Garrett Nussmeier to you know, again, maybe he is trying to live up to the hype. Maybe he is thinking and not just instinctively playing, and he just has to go out there and instinctively use his talent and stop thinking. Because sometimes when you think, your conscious self prevents your subconscious talent from being as great as it can be. And that's not just with football, that's with life in general. So LSU down from 4 to number 13, Iowa State 14, LSU number 13, Iowa State 14, Tennessee 15, Vanderbilt number 16, man, they're kind of killing it. Georgia Tech 17, Florida State 18, Missouri 19, Michigan 20, Notre Dame 21, Illinois 22, BYU 23, Virginia 24, and Arizona State 25. So there were some big games over the weekend. I'm just sorry that LSU didn't do a better job. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to get to your calls and your text as soon as we come back. So also, let's talk about the big news about the Super Bowl next year. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Have you heard who the talent is going to be? Well, we'll talk about that. On this day, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, in 2003, Stacy's Mom by Fountain of Wayne was released. And we all remember the music video of Rachel Hunter, the actress model. Rachel Hunter played Stacy's mom. This is the story about a young boy who is kind of liking this young girl in the neighborhood, but he's really in love with the girl's mom. He's really hot for Stacy's mom. This is just perversion. This little kid, this little preteen teenager is going after this cougar mom. Yeah, but, you know, she's hot. But I mean, it's a cute story. And you know what? A lot of us, when we were that age, a lot of us were like hot for somebody's mom. I mean, that's just the way it was. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WWL. Since the murder of Charlie Kirk, I have come to realize that our country was just far too divided. There's some people who are still getting into it and enjoying the divide. I wasn't enjoying it anymore. And so I'm going to continue to do what I can to ease that divide. There are a lot of other things to talk about, a lot of local stuff to talk about. We will still address the biggest political issues, but they won't take over the whole show. I'm going to do a video about this after the show today, and I'm going to post it on ScootOnTheAir.com. I might even post it on the Substack account as well. All right, I'm glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. We're talking about the Saints. We're talking about the loss to the Buffalo Bills. What stands out in your mind about that game? You know, I mentioned that, you know, Chris Olave is dropping too many passes. And there were two yesterday, one juggled and one went right through his hands. And when you're a premier receiver in the NFL and you're paid millions of dollars to catch the ball, you got to catch the ball. And it would be very easy for Chris Olave to say, well, you know, I bet you couldn't catch it. Well, no, I couldn't. But that's not what I do for a living. That's not what I am paid to do. And the people who are paid to catch passes are paid a lot of money. They train all the time to catch passes. And when you have that opportunity in a game, you've got to be able to mentally overcome anything that gets in your head that confuses you, and you've just got to catch the ball. Juwan Johnson has had a problem with dropping passes. He's done good the last couple of games. I think it's really in their head. I mean, it has nothing to do with their physicality because the ball is coming right to them. And Spencer Rattler's, his statistics are affected by those people who don't catch passes. And so there are too many drop passes. There are way too many missed tackles. And what I notice is the Saints defensive players, sometimes, quite often, they have their arms around the player, but they don't lock their arms, and the player just scoots right through their arms. Even sometimes they're down around the legs, and they've got their arms around the legs, but they don't lock them. They don't hold them tight. They don't pull it in. And the player just flies through their arms like they really weren't even there. Garrett Nussmeier doesn't seem to be living up to the hype, and if he's trying to live up to the hype, then that's something that he has to mentally try to get over. And I would suggest that Garrett just relax and be natural and just instinctively play the game. Don't think about it. Just go do it. And the same thing with Alvin Kamara. I think that Alvin Kamara might be trying too hard to live up to his image of greatness. And there was a time that it seemed like he was more instinctive with his running. And just running the ball up the middle with Alvin Kamara with an offensive line that can't always open holes, that's not helping him. And that's also very, very predictable. I love Alvin Kamara. He's incredible. But I look at Kendra Miller, and Kendra Miller is that instinctive runner who's not thinking. He's just doing it. And there were times that I felt like Alvin Kamara, and this is over the last 2 years, where he's thinking about the move as opposed to just doing it. And if you think about it, then that's a hesitation. And you can't hesitate. You just have to do it. So, I mean, I think Kamara's going to come alive, and he had some great runs yesterday, but sometimes I feel like he's maybe trying too hard to calculate the move as opposed to instinctively doing it. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to V in Gentilly. V, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good evening, Scoop. How you been doing today?
I'm good.
Our LSU Tigers. I think it's time to fire Chip Kelly. I watched the game. We were outcoached.
I mean, Brian.
Brian Kelly. We were outcoached.
Yeah.
We knew that the quarterback was a running quarterback. From Alabama quarterback last year, we have trouble with running quarterback. What did the Ole Miss quarterback do? He ran the ball. We couldn't stop him. The fourth down play, the man was wide open. We got the high-paid defense coordinator. We're not cutting the mustard. Jim Kelly was brought here to win championships. We fall from that right now.
Well, I think Kelly, at this point, Kelly should be peaking, and he doesn't seem to be peaking.
One more thing, Scoop.
Yeah.
He can't run the ball. We had can't run the ball since Daniels left. We had first-round picks that went to the NFL on the line. They couldn't run the ball last year. We still can't run the ball this year.
Yeah.
Coaches.
Well, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. V, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Metairie. Daryl, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Scoot.
Sure.
I agree with you. We were watching the game. My wife, she suffers through football season with me, but I got home from work and the game was still on, so I was watching the Dallas Cowboy game, and you know, I always pull against the Cowboys, but
of course,
we're watching the game. It looks like it's going back and forth. It's a really good game, and then it ends in a tie.
It's I don't get it.
Okay, well, this has got to keep going. I am glad they changed the rules for overtime, but I think it needs to be the 10-minute, I mean, just go until somebody wins.
Yeah, I agree. It seemed like at one point in the NFL, it seemed like they played in overtime, and they had certain rules during the overtime, and if it was tied at the end of the overtime, then they just played until somebody scored. At some point, it got to the point where just somebody scored, and it was over. I mean, maybe I'm mistaken, but I think the NFL used to allow teams to play more than just one overtime, and a game should not end in a tie.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's a good thing. Plus, you've invested all of this time, your whole evening, you know, you're watching it. And then what? You go to bed, put the tie, head to the house.
You know, I've often heard it compared to, I mean, a tie in football is like kissing your sister. I mean, it's going to get you nowhere.
You know, it makes no sense. And, you know, if it was like a playoff game or something, they would have to play to the end.
That's right. Yeah, I agree with you, Daryl. I don't like ties. I don't think that game last night should have ended in a tie. There should be rules in effect to where somebody plays until they win. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I love good, positive stories. And on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1989, Bruce Springsteen dropped by Matt's Saloon in Prescott, Arizona. It's kind of up in the mountains north of Phoenix. He dropped by Matt's Saloon in Prescott, Arizona and jammed with a local band, the Mile High Band. Spent about an hour with the band. And I guess he learned something about the bartender, Brenda. Because a few weeks later, Brenda got a check for $100,000 from Bruce Springsteen to help her with her medical bills. But that was awesome. I'm Scoot. Oh, by the way, there are promos for a new Bruce Springsteen movie coming out soon. Bruce Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. It looks great. And the guy they have playing Bruce Springsteen when he was younger kind of looks like Bruce Springsteen. So I can't wait for this movie to come out. Bruce Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WWL. Hey, this was a major day in 1991 on the SOTA calendar. This is the day in 1991 that MTV played Smells Like Teen Spirit for the first time. It's the first time America got a look at Nirvana and heard this song. A little over a month later, this was the number one song in the country. This was different. It was a major change in music, and it spoke to a young generation that was looking for music and style, fashion, looking for ways to distance themselves from the establishment, which ironically was the baby boomer generation. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's get back to a few of your calls. Let's go to Bernard. Bernard, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Scoot, I want you to know, you are talking to a person who is 70 years old. I go back to Buddy Diddleboro and help Glory.
Yeah.
Scoot, I call nobody. I call nobody on the radio. Scoot, this is the first time in my entire life that I've ever been so moved that I had to call you.
Well, we're going to give you some special treatment here. Bernard, we're going to give you a little special treatment here, because you're a first-time caller, and it is an honor when somebody's been listening to the show and they take that moment to become a first-time caller. So thanks for being a first-time caller. And I'm interested in what moved you to call the show, Bernard.
Scoot, you said everything correctly. I played football, basketball, ran track, played tennis, played baseball. I played five different sports, one championship, and three of the five.
Wow.
Scoot, you said it absolutely right. And by the way, school, I'm a civil engineer with a master's degree in engineering.
I'm impressed. Oh, we got smart people listening.
School.
Yeah.
Everything you do on the radio today, I made it possible. I was in charge of a $3.2 billion project. School.
Wow.
You said everything correctly about Kamara. You said everything correctly about the quarterback. You said everything correctly about everything you said. I'm telling you this.
Well, I appreciate
because
that.
Because you so moved me. You got it right, and I don't care if nobody don't agree with you. You got it right.
Well, I appreciate that.
You called them all out correctly.
Well, you know, I pay attention, and I think about these things. And when I say things like, you know, Penn State can't win the big game, and I think Oregon's going to go there in Happy Valley and beat Penn State, even though Penn State was 3 and Oregon was number 6, I made that statement based on my intellectual observation of the teams. And Oregon did go there. It took them double overtime, but they did. I think that Garrett Nussmeier at this point has been a bit overrated, and I think he needs to relax and just go back to being who he is. And Alvin Kamara, I get the feeling that he's not running as instinctively as he once did.
You're telling the truth. I played running back. I ran back kickoffs. I ran back punts. Yeah. I was a wide receiver. I played safety. I played cornerback.
Wow.
On a football team that never lost a game.
Wow. Well, you know, you got to do it like Kendra Miller's doing it right now. He's running instinctively, and look where it's getting him.
Yes, you got it right, school. Right. You got it right.
Well, Bernard, I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate you listening to our show, so thanks. Let's go to Diamond Head, and Phil, you're on WWL. Hey, Phil.
Hey, man. Let me ask you a question. How many years you played quarterback?
None.
Okay. Have you ever tried to throw against 8 people in the backfield?
No.
Backfield?
No.
They rushed 3 people. Hold on. You put it on Garrett Nussmeier. put it where it belongs, the offensive line.
Yeah.
They couldn't keep three rushes off that kid, and they were dropping eight people in coverage.
Yeah.
You send out four receivers, that means they all double covered. So what is he supposed to do? You tell me what he's supposed to do.
Well, this is not the only game I'm judging him by. I mean, this is not the only game. There were other games, and I just don't think he's lived up to the hype. I don't like saying that, but I'm just being honest. And Phil, have you ever been critical of a politician?
Oh yeah, Trump.
Okay. Have you ever been a politician?
Yep.
You've been a politician.
Yep.
Have you criticized a president? But you've never been president, right?
No, I've criticized Trump.
All right, so the point is that we have sports experts who sometimes have never really played the game. We have sports experts who play a different position than the positions that they often talk about. This is just a fun thing that people do in sports. And you don't have to have done something to apply yourself and to learn about things. There are a lot of women who are sideline reporters who accurately describe what's going on in games, and you know none of them have played the game. I was a running back until the ninth grade, and I was a hell of a running back. I've scored a lot of points. I was really, really fast. But I don't pretend that I know everything about football, but just like a lot of sports fans, I make observations. There are a lot of people who criticize presidents even though they've never been president. A lot of people criticize talk show hosts although they've never been a talk show host. So it is it is fair because my observations are intelligent. We can disagree, but I'm not always accurate because nobody is. The top experts make picks, and they're not always right. So that's just part of sports. But I'm very content with the things that I talk about, and I hear a lot of other people who are very experienced in the game talk about some of the same things that I talk about. So again, it's what sports fans do. I'm a big sports fan, and so I talk about sports. We can disagree, but that doesn't mean that my opinions have no merit whatsoever. You know, I call a lot of things very accurately. But anyway, I appreciate the call. All right, got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, we still have a lot to talk about. We still have to talk about who is the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl halftime show for the next Super Bowl. It's Bad Bunny. And a lot of people are not happy with this, and we'll talk about that next hour. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1969, Merle Haggard released Okie from Muskogee. 1969 was a turbulent year with protesters, and this song is a song that protests the Vietnam War protesters. The hippies in California that were protesting the war, this is a song that is a protest song to the protesters by Merle Haggard. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2011, Sylvia Robinson, who is a singer and a rapper, she brought us this song, Rapper's Delight. This is the day in 2011 she passed away at the age of 75. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. So, yeah, we got to talk about the selection of Bad Bunny as the halftime show for the Super Bowl. A lot of controversy about this. We'll talk about it in the next hour. And also, we'll talk about the noise that the U.S. fans were making at the Ryder Cup golf event over the weekend. The U.S. lost to Europe. And there was a lot of trash talking. There was some profanity. And the crowd was very rowdy. I mean, is this good for, without the profanity, is this good for the sport of golf? Does golf have to be so, shh, all right, quiet. He's making a shot. She's making a shot. Nobody can talk. What about these NFL quarterbacks? They have to deal with the noise. Should golfers have to deal with a little noise? We'll talk about that coming up on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.